Coverage of Masters Week on Golf Talk America, sponsored by Tommy John. Save 25% off site-wide right now at TommyJohn.com/golftalk.
Just a casual walk for what could be the greatest day of your life.
Well, if you want to win a major, somewhere along the line, you've got to hit one of the greatest shots of your life.
Oh, is that any good? What a three for Scheffler.
He's been unflappable in some heavy situations.
Birdie for Scheffler. And he's up four with four to play.
Can you imagine how special that walk is? The power of a dream. It's probably everything that you envisioned it would look like in those dreams that you were forming years and years ago.
Scheffler outshines them all at Augusta.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you, and the Masters is over. 2022, Augusta is in the rearview mirror, and what a rearview mirror we're looking into as we go back to the media center and hear from Scottie Scheffler in his own words after that fantastic performance this week. In every condition playable or thinkable, Scottie Scheffler persevered and persevered all the way up to the 18th hole, where he did kind of four jab it, but that's okay. He had a few to give away at that point. And he did say, by the way, that he had lost focus when he walked onto the 18th green. He had sort of let it down and relaxed a little bit after the entire week. Some great comments in this interview, folks. Don't miss a second of it. And we'll hear from Scottie Scheffler when we come back right after this. Guys, just because it's spring doesn't mean you have to spend your time hunting for eggs. The right pair of underwear puts all your eggs in one basket and keeps them there. That's Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear. When you're wearing Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. And they have dozens of comfort innovations. Once you've tried Tommy John Underwear, you're never going back. Innovations such as an air mesh interior hammock and moisture wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Plus, the legs never ride up, and Tommy John Underwear comes with a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. I know, because I'm one of them. They're one of the best pairs of underwear I've ever worn. As much as I travel on the PGA Tour week in and week out and doing TV and radio, they never have failed me. And guess what? Shipping and returns are free because every pair is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, and it's free guarantee. Folks, it's Tommy John's anniversary month, so whether you're trying them for the first time or a longtime fan, get 25% off site-wide right now at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. Go to TommyJohn.com/golftalk today for 25% off. TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege and honor to welcome our 2022 Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler. Scottie, you arrived to Augusta this week as the number one player in the world, an honor you earned just 2 weeks ago. Your play leading into the Masters this week makes it no surprise that you leave here with your first green jacket. Tell us how it feels.
It feels pretty good. You know, I don't know what to say, to be honest with you guys. I'm just really thankful to be in this position. You know, I didn't get to the press room in my dreams, so I don't, you guys are going to have to ask me some questions.
Great. Well, you post the scores of 69, 67, 71, and 71, the only player in the field to play under par in each round this week, and befitting the number one player in the world. You took the lead on Friday afternoon, and you never relinquished it. Congratulations on a spectacular week to earn your first Masters victory. Questions? Okay, here.
Scotty, what has Ted meant to you through this journey, and what has Ted meant to you through this week?
Yeah, I mean, Ted, through this journey, he's only worked for me now for, I don't even know how many events, like maybe 9 or 10. He's doing pretty good. you know, I can't speak highly enough of Ted as a person and as a caddy. I respect him so much just as a person. You know, he's such a fun guy to be around. He's a man of faith, and, you know, I love him. And, you know, I can't say enough about him. I mean, you know, the qualities you look for in a person, you know, Ted embodies pretty much all of them. You know, he's humble, he's hardworking, he's honest. He's a good time to be around. I mean, he's an amazing guy, and to, you know, be able to have him on the bag is so special.
Well, you had played here before. So with him on your bag this week, were there insights that you hadn't known about this place before?
You know, I think we just did such a good job of being really committed to what we were doing. And you know, that goes through all 72 holes. Just whatever we were trying to do, I knew exactly where I wanted to put the ball, and if I was to miss it, which side of the golf course I could be on to where I could still get it up and down. And I mean, I chipped it so good this week, and so we did such a good job of putting myself in positions to where we could still manage even when I wasn't swinging my best at times. And, you know, I mean, he just knows his golf course so well, and he's just I trust him so much on the golf course.
Right. Dan?
Yeah, you mentioned winning this in your dreams and how you dreamed it. I'm wondering if you ever dreamed that you would kind of take the lead on Friday and just sort of a little bit run away with it. You never had that. I imagine you dreamed of, you know, hitting some big putt or one shot that in that back nine, but nobody really got that much close to you. Did you ever envision winning it in this manner where you just sort of dominated the last 3 days?
I mean, I think the only thing I imagined was probably that walk up 18. I've seen some guys do that. You know, the first one that comes to mind is watching Jordan make that walk up 18 with a huge lead. And definitely throughout the round today, when I built up a little bit of a lead, you know, I didn't want any stress towards the end of the day, and I didn't break my concentration until we got onto the green on 18. Once we got onto the green, I was like, all right, I'm going to enjoy this. And then, you know, had some fun with it. And yeah, I really don't know what to say. It was definitely nice to build up a lead, and nothing safe out there on the back nine on this golf course. You know, I've heard all the things that everybody says. It doesn't start till the back nine on Sunday. Anything can happen. Don't hit it in the water on 12, you know, all the stuff. And, you know, I just blocked most of that out and just tried to execute and hit good golf shots.
Jeffrey.
Scotty, what did you see as your biggest strength this week? And secondly, Randy commented the other day that you loved the big stage. Is that kind of the athlete inside you?
I guess so. You know, it's fun being in contention. I enjoyed yesterday and today on the golf course thoroughly. Off the golf course, it's much more difficult. You know, once I get out here on property, it's fantastic. It's so much fun. But trying to sleep at night and, you know, the slow mornings and the stress, it's a long week. And playing with the lead is not easy, especially at a golf tournament like this where, you know, if you probably took a straw poll of the guys on tour, what golf tournament they would want to win, it'd be the Masters. And so major championship golf, I mean, there's so many reasons. And off the golf course, it's stressful. On the golf course, it's a heck of a lot of fun. So,
and your biggest strength this week?
I think I just stayed patient and trusted myself. You know, I had a lot of nice up and downs too. If I was to pick one part of my game that excelled the most, I would say it was probably my wet lob wedge. You know, even today I had some really good up and downs at the beginning of the round, and then, you know, just kept myself in position.
Patrick.
Scotty, hi there. Many congratulations, and thank you very much for your time. So 8 weeks ago today, you have your first PGA Tour victory. You now have 4 wins in your last 6 starts. Could you ever have imagined back then how this was all going to play out? And other than due to the fact you play great golf, did you ever see this coming? What do you put it down to?
I would say no to both of those. I've never been a guy that likes to look too far into the future. And so for me, just staying present is always been what works best for me. And so even when I'd get asked the questions, you know, when are you going to get your first win? When are you going to do this? All those different types of things that you get asked in rooms like this. And the only time I really thought about it was then. And so for me, I'm doing my best to just stay present and just enjoy the moment. And that's what I did most of today. And, you know, I really don't know what to say.
Just a quick follow-up. You're a Masters champion now. That means you get to come back here for life. Just let that sink in for a few seconds. How does that feel? How do you compute to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the coolest part about this whole deal. I mean, this is such a fun golf course. It's such a fun piece of property. I mean, it's Augusta National. It's about as cool as it gets. It's so fun to play. You know, I just can't believe that I can come back for a lifetime and get to enjoy this golf course.
Adam.
Scotty, how pivotal do you think the chip-in was at the third hole?
I would say what is most pivotal was getting that ball up and down. To have it go in was obviously, you know, off the charts, but my main goal was just to get up and down and see it go in was definitely special. And then parring 4 and 5 was huge as well. And then after that, I kind of just started cruising. I felt comfortable with pretty much most of the aspects of my game. You know, my swing maybe felt a little bit off, but other than that, you know, I felt like I wasn't ever really going to make a bogey, and that was my goal. I just tried to hit good shots, and that was really all I was thinking about.
And how much did the growing up in the shadow of so many PGA Tour players at Royal Oak shape your interest in wanting to be a golf pro?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up around so many guys out there just watching them and learning from them. And, you know, I wore pants when I was a kid at Royal Oaks because I wanted to play golf on the PGA Tour. You know, I would wear pants and a collared shirt to, like, third grade class and get made fun of. Rightfully so. you know, I always wanted to be out here, and I never expected it. I never expected to be sitting where I am now. You know, you don't expect things to come to you in this life. You just do the best that you can and with the hand you're dealt and just go from there. I never really thought I was that good at golf, so I just kept practicing and kept working hard. And, you know, that's just what I'm going to keep doing.
Dylan.
Scotty, how did you handle the late tee time today? What did you do last night? What did you do this morning? And how many episodes of The Office did you watch?
You know, last night was pretty easy. I was tired. We went and got some food. I spilled my dinner in the car on the way home. That was extraordinarily frustrating. You can see Meredith is still laughing at me. She thought it was the funniest thing ever. I didn't think it was so funny at the time. And so last night was fine. This morning was a totally different story. I cried like a baby this morning. I was so stressed out. I didn't know what to do. I was sitting there. I was telling Meredith. I was like, I don't think I'm ready for this. You know, I'm not ready. I go, I don't feel like I'm ready for this kind of stuff. And I just felt overwhelmed. And so she told me, who are you to say that you're not ready? Who am I to say that I know what's best for my life? And so for what we talked about is, you know, that God is in control and, you know, the Lord is leading me. And if today's my time, then it's my time. And if, you know, I shot 82 today. You know, somehow I was going to use it for His glory. And, gosh, it was a long morning. It was long.
Did you calm down at any point?
I think when she made me some more food, had a big breakfast. My stomach has been hurting for like 2 days straight. And so I would say I calmed down when I got to the course. You know, right when I got to the training room and started working with Troy, I was pretty calm.
Doug?
Scotty, why do you think that happened? Why do you think you felt that way?
Thought what way?
How you did this morning.
I think because it's the Masters. I've dreamed of having a chance to play in this golf tournament. I teared up the first time I got my invitation in the mail. We were fortunate enough to play here in college, and, you know, I love this place. I love this golf course. And there's just, you know, if you're going to choose a golf tournament to win, this would be the tournament I would want to win. And, you don't know how many chances you're going to get. And so having a chance, you know, if I think I had a 5-shot lead on Friday and then a 3-shot lead going into today, I don't know if you get better opportunities than that. And so you don't want to waste them. And, you know, as the human condition is just to make things bigger than they really are. And, you know, years from now, I would say people may not remember me as a champion, and that's fine. But in the moment, you think it's a lot bigger deal than it really is.
I suppose I ask because as we watch you over the last 4 days, I don't know if anyone could have suspected that your stomach was hurting. You looked the model of cool and confidence out there. Were you faking us out?
Yeah, maybe I should play more poker or something. No, I truly felt peace when I'm on the golf course. I think the hardest stuff is off the golf course. When I'm out there, and once we get into the round, pretty much after par in the first hole, I was settled in. I felt good. Doesn't mean my stomach's going to feel any better. You know, I remember when I was in college, I played in a couple U.S. Opens, and I always used to have indigestion like the week and a half leading up to it, and that's just how it was. You know, my dad's sitting there. I don't remember the pills I was supposed to take, but it was weird. I guess I don't have a good stomach. I couldn't tell you why, but, you know, it's something I'm used to.
Ignacio.
Congratulations, Scotty. I heard you are a religious man. Did your faith play a significant part in this victory?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, like I said earlier, what Meredith told me this morning is, you know, that we're not in control of our lives. And so I spoke a little bit about, you know, what playing golf for me is like and why I do it. And, you know, I mean, my faith affects all aspects of my life, you know, not just my life on the golf course. And so, you know, the Lord has given me a skill, and I'm trying to use it for His glory. And, you know, outside of that, I'm just out here trying to do my best.
David.
Yeah, Scotty, recent major winners such as John, Rahm, Bryson, JT have talked about the influence of Tiger on their game, whether it was influencing how they play or inspiration. Wondered if you were similarly influenced by him.
Oh, yeah. I play Tiger's irons. I wear his shoes. Wore a shirt this week. Tiger on the golf course is just ridiculous. He's done so much for the game of golf, and, you know, I spoke about it a little bit at the beginning of the week. We're so glad to have him back out here. You know, he is the needle for the game of golf. He has completely changed the PGA Tour from when he came on 25 years ago, or maybe just 26 now. And his YouTube clips are just such an inspiration for me. I remember watching him, the highlights of him winning in 97, kind of running away with it, and he never really broke his concentration. That's something that I reminded myself of today. You know, I tried not to look up. I tried to keep my head down and just keep doing what I was doing because I didn't want to break my concentration. The minute I did was on 18 green when I finally got on there and I have, you know, a 5-shot lead, and I'm like, all right, look, now I can enjoy this, and you saw the results of that, so... Thank you, Tiger.
Yeah. Ian.
Hey, Scotty, obviously you've won 3 times in the last couple of months. You had big Ryder Cup moments. I'm just curious if you've ever, on a Sunday morning, gotten that emotional where you were crying before some big Sunday afternoon was about to unfold, or is this the first time that happened to you?
This is the first time. I think it's different being with the lead, and it's definitely different with it being a major, and especially the Masters. And so... this golf course and this tournament is just different.
Grant.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was your chip shot on number 1? And then on 15, how much clearance on your second shot? And then the how many more rolls of the ball did you have before it got scary going down the hill on 15?
Number 1 was probably 9 out of 10. Little bump into that hill and then trickling it down there and, you know, basically to, you know, kick in range. Definitely settled me in for the day because didn't hit a good tee shot, hit a fantastic shot out of the trees, just hit a little too hard. And then the chip shot on 15, we talked about a couple different things. You know, the approach shot, I was walking up to, or right when we got off the tee, I was like, go for it, Teddy. And he's like, let's see where it is. You know, I hammered that drive, and I didn't expect it to be over there behind the trees. But with the way the lie was, and I only had a 5-iron, and so it's kind of like, you know, it's a 5-iron. I just trying to hit in that right bunker, And, you know, if I push it, it goes in the crowd. If I pull it, it'll go on the green. And to us, it seemed like the safest play at the time. And so that's what we did. And, you know, I hit a really good shot. I had to start it probably right edge of the bunker. Those trees were probably in line with the middle of the bunker, the ones right in front of me. And then, you know, after that, just trying to execute. You know, I felt like, you know, once again, just trusted Teddy. And, you know, we were walking down, seeing the layup. I just told him, I was like, hey, man, thanks for that. I really don't want to hit this wide shot right now. This thing looks scary. Kara?
Scott, you've mentioned your family more than once and your sisters in particular. Just give us a sense of, you know, what it was like growing up and if you were picked on doing the picking, what just some of the dynamics. And really, if it feels, we often see families on this day on Sunday, but does it feel kind of like a family win for you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was telling Meredith, I had some pretty cool moments this week. My older sister, Callie, caddied for me for a number of years during the summer. And her favorite shot always was, I love hitting this like low wedge. And so her favorite shot is when I can skip it in there to a back pin. She kind of just would stay out of the way. And that was, you know, it was fun for her. And on number nine this week, I think it was the second round, the pin was way in the back. And I hit this same shot, you know, I always hit, I love it, and hit this low skipper, skip back there and nip by the pin. I kind of looked over and I saw her sitting there on the side of the green. I was like, that's pretty funny. She probably liked that shot a lot, you know. And my little sister Molly has probably seen way more golf tournaments than she's wanted to in her lifetime. But, you know, the game of golf means a lot to our family. And, you know, all three of my sisters played, Sarah included. And, you know, they definitely took it up because I was doing it. And, you know, they teased me, and I'm sure that will continue into the future. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for their support.
Michael.
Not looking to make you choose between Bruce Springsteen of New Jersey and Willie Nelson of Texas, but I am curious to know if you're a music fan at all, and if you are, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Yeah, so I do have influences from both. You know, my dad, he loved Bruce, so I like Bruce too. Most of what I listen to is Texas country, and then I listen to some kind of older rock from like the 70s maybe. Honestly, I don't know the time period. I'm kind of just making that up. But I'll send you the playlist. How's that?
I'll give you my number. Thank you.
Owen.
Scotty, I had another question about your family. You said yesterday, I got this right, that your mum went to work and your dad did most of the looking after the kids, correct?
Correct, yeah. I mean, they obviously co-parented, but my mom worked most of the time, you know, 5 days a week, and maybe sometimes more than that.
I just wonder if you could say what was your mom's job, and at the time, was that considered unusual or modern or enlightened? Because it is kind of a more modern thing now.
What, unusual for me? to be, you know, I didn't know any different. You know, fortunately for me, I grew up with three sisters, and my dad was there, and you know, he did a great job raising us. You know, both my parents, I think, would do anything for any of us. And so, you know, they didn't parent perfectly, obviously. But, you know, for me, they did the best they could all the time. And, you know, I love them for that. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of the hard work that they've put in. I can't put it into words. I really can't.
Michael.
Yeah, Scotty, you said yesterday that you, earlier in your career, you had trouble concentrating a little bit on the earlier rounds. I'm just wondering, when it is Sunday and you obviously don't have that many holes left and the stakes are pretty clear, does it kind of clarify for you? Is it easier in a way?
Oh yeah, definitely easier late on Sunday to focus. You know, like I said a little bit earlier, I didn't break my concentration once. Maybe on 17 I got a little bit loose, and then 18 when I got to the green, you know, that's, I'll give myself a free pass on that one. I just, you know, I'd kind of poke my head up every now and then just to thank the fans. You know, they were cheering for me all day, and, you know, I want to acknowledge them because they're, you know, a part of this as well. But for the most part, I didn't look at leaderboards. I kept my head down. I kept pushing, kept trying to hit good shots and stay aggressive, really, because the back nine, this golf course is funny out there because the minute you play overly conservative, bogeys just start racking up like that. You have to play conservatively aggressive and hit good shots. You can't just limp your way in. And so I knew that going into the back nine, and all I was trying to do was just hit good shots.
All right, maybe just a couple more questions. Kyle?
Yeah,
Scotty, I'm curious, you've talked a lot about just your desire to compete and how much that means to you. How do you balance that desire to compete and to immerse yourself in it without letting it kind of define who you are as a person?
Yeah, I think that all goes back to my faith. You know, the reason why I play golf is because, you know, I'm trying to glorify God and, you know, all that he's done in my life. And so for me, my identity isn't a golf score. You know, like Meredith told me this morning, she says, if you win this golf tournament today, if you lose this golf tournament by 10 shots, if you never win another golf tournament again, she goes, I'm still going to love you. You're still going to be the same person. Jesus loves you. And nothing changes. And all I'm trying to do is glorify God. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm in this position. And so for me, it's not about a golf score.
Does that free you up in the moment? Does it make you less nervous?
100%. You know, if I was trying to win this golf tournament when I was in high school, you know, if my high school self was trying to win this golf tournament, I would have been a totally different person out there on the golf course. You know, every day when we go out there, Meredith always prays for peace because that's what I want to feel when I'm out there on the golf course. I want to feel peace and have fun and just feel his presence. And so that's her prayer every day. That's my prayer. And I really felt that today. I felt at peace. You know, like I said, when I got to the golf course, I was pretty much settled in. It's just the morning that was tough.
Last question. Thank you.
Marty.
Scotty, you were discussing with us that you've dreamt of this since you were in, what, first, second, third grade or whatnot. So I imagine you've dreamt of that final putt. You've dreamt of talking to Jim Nance in Butler Cabin. You've dreamt of having a competitor put that jacket on your back. You're maybe 90 minutes into this, hour into this. How does the reality of this moment compare to those dreams you had as a little boy?
It's a good question. You know, I don't think anything's sunk in at the moment. You know, my head's still kind of spinning. I was so focused for so long this week. You know, major championship golf is brutal. And especially around a golf course like this and the conditions we played it in, you know, you can see the scores. This golf course was not playing easy this week. And it was such a mental grind. And, you know, winning this golf tournament, I'm so humbled to be here. I'm just glad to be a part of the field. I'm glad to be able to have a chance to come out here and compete. And, you know, to be able to win this tournament, you know, I can't say enough about it.
Well, Scotty, maybe you could just go through for posterity the birdies and bogeys and others in terms of what clubs you hit in and kind of length of putt, et cetera, for historical purposes.
For today?
Yes.
Well, so number three, I hit a great drive right down the middle, chipped it on the green to like 3 feet, made the putt. And then number seven, you got to get the ball in play. I hit a nice three wood down there. I think I had like 135 to the stick and hit a great wedge shot in there and made the putt. Number 10, I would really consider the only hiccup of the day. I kind of just made a poor swing with my 7-iron there. 11 and 12 were amazing up and downs. And then, you know, 13, I missed a shorty there, but that was a really, really hard putt. Number 14 was basically the same exact shot I tried to hit on number 7. You know, that's what Teddy told me as I was walking in. He goes, same thing you did on 7. And I hit a great shot in there again. And then 15, you know, just trying to keep the pedal down. Went for the green and 2 of the 5-iron and hit it just over the green. Not an easy up and down. Hit a really nice chip in there at about 15 feet and rolled that one in. And then, you know, just coasted through the last few holes. Just tried to stay focused, you know, up until 18 green.
Great. Well, Scotty, thank you, and congratulations again on this incredible accomplishment.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Folks, do you like coffee as much as I do? Why, I'm not a coffee snob, but I absolutely love my coffee and have to have it every morning and a lot of times in the afternoon and then sometimes really at night. Well, there's a company I want you to look at. It's called Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee is an incredible product that connects their customers to the freshest and best-tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. Expert-tasted coffee. Trade Coffee team actually tests thousands of different coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. I can't tell you which one is my favorite because Trade Coffee shipped me a lot of their different products to test, and they're all really good. It just depends on your taste, and they'll certainly work with you to make that happen. They, you know, your friends, maybe coffee snobs, well, tell them to try Trade Coffee. Because the truth is, what I like and what you like could be totally different. You need to try the different types of coffee. Just answer a couple of questions and you'll get your own personalized variety of coffees delivered fresh to you as often as you like. There are no gimmicks here. Trade delivers a bag of freshly roasted coffee as whole beans or ground for however you brew it at home. Personally for me, I like to grind the beans fresh every morning. Trade has delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping. When you go to drinktrade.com/golftalk. That's drinktrade.com/golftalk. That's more than 40 cups of coffee free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/golftalk and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/golftalk for $30 off. And there you are. And there it is, that music. We only get to hear it really once a year. We hear it a lot once a year, but we do get to hear it once a year, and it is one of my favorites. And written by a friend of mine named Dave Loggins, who lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where I live when I'm not out on tour. Dave, shout out, buddy. Hope you're doing well, and we love you very much. And he's written a lot of great other music, folks. Check out Dave Loggins. He's our friend. Anyway, Frank Bassett getting ready to sign off with you and bid you a fond farewell from Augusta National Golf Club. We have had a fantastic week. We have an incredibly, gosh, I can't even, I don't know what words to say to describe Scottie Scheffler and his family. They're wonderful people. He is a wonderful representative of Augusta National Golf Club and wonderful representative as a champion of the Masters for a lifetime. So, folks, it was incredible being here all week. It was incredible talking to everyone we talked to. Special shout out to Randy Smith, who's on our show frequently, and look forward to having Randy back coming up pretty soon. Randy has been a little bit busy this week, I would say. Anyway, for Tim Matthews, I'm Frank Bassett, and for all of the crew this week, from Morning Read to Sports Illustrated to the French Lick Resort to Club Corp, our sponsor, we'll be bringing you more this week from the RBC Heritage Classic in Hilton Head, I should say. We're tired, folks. We're really tired, but doggone it, we're going to do it again. Take care. Love each and every one of you. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends to listen also.